The Maine People's Alliance has filed petitions with the Secretary of State to force consideration of a major expansion of home-based care for seniors and the disabled, and to increase pay to providers of those services. The initiative would be funded by a proposed new payroll tax on those earning more than $127,000 a year. At a State House news conference on Friday, several speakers said low pay and lack of access to home care are creating problems for Mainers. Mary Lyons of Booth Bay Harbor was one of those circulating petitions.
Too many people with disabilities can't get the care they need. Home care for all will fix that. It's a guarantee that if you need help staying in your home, you can get it.
But David Clough, state director of the National Federation of Independent Businesses, says while the goal sounds worthy, it would require a new tax that would raise about $130 million a year for Maine's highest earners, the group he says is helping to grow the state's economy.
Once the taxpayers get an understanding of what the implications are, what this is all leading to, how expensive it's going to be, and what the cost is going to be paid in lost jobs, lost businesses, and lost opportunity, that they will not support this at the ballot box.
Clough says he expects the business community will unite to oppose the measure as it did on the income tax surcharge to pay for local schools that narrowly passed in a 2016 referendum. The measure was then repealed by the legislature. But Ben Chin, the political director for the MPA, believes voters will see the need to expand home care services to some of Maine's most vulnerable.
Most voters know there's a bunch of loopholes that are out there that allow the wealthy to not pay their fair share of taxes. And so the payroll tax code, it's just the same as the income tax code. It's just about closing those to make sure seniors and people with disabilities have the care they need.
Chin expects the legislature will send the question to the voters after the signatures are verified. The Secretary of State has 30 days to review the petitions and make sure there are enough valid signatures to meet constitutional requirements. Clough hopes that if enough signatures are validated, lawmakers will hold a public hearing on the issue so voters can start to understand the consequence of its passage. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.